WGNS, Murfreesboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk. Stand by, Rutherford County. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. This morning we're going to have some fun. This is Total Participation Radio. And we're going to be talking about local history this morning. And I know you love to reminisce about things in the old days. So if you have some memories you want to share, that number is 615-893-1450. 615-893-1450. Eddie Smotherman is with us this morning. Eddie, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bart.
Good to have you with us today. We always have fun when you're on.
It's great to be here.
And we're going to be talking about local history. So much of the history here in the community is tied to the Civil War. But we're going to take any type of history that you have. Memories of things around the square, going to the theater. I think all of us remember the Princess Theater. We remember the drive-ins. Does anybody remember the name of the drive-ins? I think we only had two. Is that right?
I believe that's right.
Okay. If somebody can remember a third one, let us know. But we had at one point, and I don't remember this, but I have been told we had two theaters downtown.
That's correct.
Both on the square. One was a regular, the A-rated, I guess, and one was the B-rated flicks. So, do you remember the other one?
I think you're referring to the Roxy Theater.
Which is where Big B is?
Which is the gap between the buildings where Big B is.
And, okay, oh, it was narrow.
Right.
Pretty small.
And from what I'm told, it was not the cleanest theater of all time. But it's one that's really hard to get a good picture of. But we recently got some photographs from the VA hospital that they turned over to us, trying to get the photographs in good hands. So they gave them to the Historical Society, and when they gave them to us, we were flipping through, and there was a VA parade that they had on the square, and ironically in the background there it is, the marquee for the Roxy Theater. So we do have a really good photograph of it now.
Now, does anybody listening remember going to the Roxy Theater? And if you do, call us and tell us what it was like. Just like to hear from you. And the reason I ask that, I can clearly remember as I was a kid, one of my grandmothers, lived in Knoxville, and I had several cousins up there. And I was a little kid, you know, seven years old, something like that. And my cousin said, let's go to a movie. And so the parents took us to the neighborhood theater there. It was a teeny tiny theater. In my memory, it couldn't have had more than 10 seats across, the whole theater. I mean, it was a real narrow, probably more narrow than the Roxy. But the Roxy sounds like it was pretty narrow.
it obviously was very small, but I guess the population wasn't that great, so it probably
right.
didn't take a whole
it
lot of people to fill it up. But you mentioned the drive-ins, and of course there was one out on Shelbyville Highway, and I'm not going to give away the names. I'm sure we'll have a caller. And then there was one out on Broad Street, and I'm curious to hear if there was anybody else who had creative ways of getting into the drive-in other than going in the way you were supposed to. because we had gotten quite ingenious on how to sneak in and see a movie.
Let's take a phone call. Good morning, you're on WGNS. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Good.
The drive-in used to be called the Starlight.
The Starlight. Okay, that's the one on Shelbyville Highway, right? I think it was.
I don't remember where it was at. I thought it was down there on Broad Street. But I remember a Starlight driving because we used to go.
Yeah. I remember the Starlight. Yeah.
The Starlight was on the property, I think, where Fox Run Golf Course eventually came into, which is now Indian Hills Golf Course.
It probably is, because we lived out that way.
What did you enjoy most about that drive-in theater?
It was for a family.
Yeah.
Anybody could go.
And I remember the heaters in the cart. I don't know why I remember that, but that it was the only place I can remember a drive-in that had heaters, and you'd put them in your car just like you did the heater, like you did the speakers. But
I don't know nothing about heaters.
Okay.
But, but I knew every summer we'd go to the drive-in.
All righty. And popcorn and hot dogs, all that good stuff.
Yeah, we loved all that.
Yeah. All righty. Well, thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
You have a good day. Anybody remember the other drive-in? We've identified that one, Starlight. I guess they were both owned by Martin. Martin owned pretty much all the theaters around.
I think so. Martin had the theater at Jackson Heights, and then they had the both drive-ins.
Our phone number is 615-893-1450. And Martin had two regular indoor theaters, too. You know, eventually, they had two regular theaters. Our number is 615-893-1450. You're on with Eddie Smotherman. Good morning.
Yes, appreciate you taking my call. I have got an old phone book from June of 1959, and I looked it up, and three theaters that are listed in 1959, there was one called the Four Lane Drive-In Theater, and that was on the new Nashville Highway.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. That's
and I think that's the one that later became the Marlboro Drive-In. Yeah.
And then there's the other one that was listed was the Princess Theater on West College.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third one was the one the woman was talking about. It was the Starlight Drive-In Theater on Shelby Highway. And like the man said, I remember exactly where it was. It was down there right by the river by part of the Fox Run Golf Course. And back in about 73 or 74 when we first moved here, I can remember still the remnants of it. You could drive back in there and you could still see the old speakers and part of the old the old screen and stuff like that, and it was just kind of interesting to go back in there and drive around back in there and just check that stuff out. So I was just calling in to reminisce, and I appreciate y'all taking my call.
Thank you for calling. Thanks for the memory, too.
Thank you.
You have a good day. So that was before we had one in Jackson Heights, I guess. And that was 59, did you say? The
yes,
phone book?
Yes.
59, okay. Wonder, Jackson Heights must have come along in the mid-60s or so.
That's pretty close. It because I was looking at some old photos of the Jackson Motel the other day, and across the street from it, you can see the construction going on. And mid-60s, of course, that's pretty much after, not long after Broad Street had been completed, going out towards Nashville Highway and what we call the new Nashville Highway now. But That was an interesting time. There was a lot of growth out there, and of course Jackson Heights had tons of memories too, with Playland and Happy Burger and all the great things that were out there at Jackson Heights, and the fountain that they had in the middle, and on the 4th of July they would fire the fireworks from Chromalox up over the top of Jackson Heights, and you could sit in the parking lot and watch the fireworks come up over the building, and phenomenal area there as far as just entertainment. There was always something going on at Jackson Heights.
People are probably thinking, well, why would they shoot the fireworks there? Why wouldn't they go to the old Fort Park or something like that?
Well, there was no old Fort Park at that time.
Well, but surely they could drive out the old Fort Parkway.
Well, it wasn't there either. But the Jackson Heights was kind of the modern, until Mercury Plaza, I guess, came along, it was kind of our modern shopping center. And of course, it was, you know, and it's still a great place. I mean, you got some really fine businesses and restaurants there. But the history of that place is phenomenal.
It's hard to picture this town without the old Fort Parkway, without the old Fort Park. But in the mid-60s, I was in need of a car, I couldn't afford a new one, but I was in need of a used one. And I bought my car. I can remember this clearly today because the memory of the car lot was right in the middle of what is now the Old Fort Parkway and Broad Street, Bethel Motors. I remember that place, and it didn't stand out that much then, but now when you think there was this dealership right in the middle of the road.
Well, there were several dealerships there. You had Jackson Oldsmobile, and you had Burns Motor Company, and you had the Bethel place, and there was a plethora of business that were just around that Broad Street strip there. And of course, we mentioned Jackson Heights, and I'm sure everybody knows that was one end of the cruise for those who were graduating in probably the mid-60s. And we'll let somebody call in and tell us what the other end of the cruise was, that where everybody would turn around. But Jackson Heights was one end of it.
All righty. Our number is 615-893-1450. And do any of you remember anything unique about the, I think it was the water facility out on Broad Street, which was right across the street from Jackson Brothers Chevrolet. If you know where that is, it's where the Ford dealership, basically where the older part of the Ford dealership was, which was Jackson Brothers Chevrolet back then. The Murfreesboro had a water, I don't know whether it was a purification plant or...
I think it was a water treatment facility. They brought the water in off the river there. That was probably Murfreesboro's main water supply until we went to what we currently use.
Do you remember, did anybody of you remember something that, well, it fascinated me. I'd love to go by there and look at it. Call us and tell us if you remember what that was. 615-893-1450. And, of course, there was the tunnel from Oakland's mansion to downtown, which still hasn't been found. And everybody remembers going to it, but they can't find it now. So, don't know. Somebody said there's another tunnel that's downtown, too.
There's the tunnel that a lot of people refer to that... Of course, there was always the rumor that Confederate soldiers would sneak out of the courthouse through those tunnels, and there's one that comes up in a sinkhole over on Trinity Drive. There's a sinkhole over there, and I think they've actually gone down and determined that it doesn't go to the courthouse, but it does go off several different directions, and of course, ultimately, I guess everything under Murfreesboro and Rutherford County is part of the Snail Shell Cave.
Probably.
System. And so we've got tons of caverns and caves around here. We've got Soldier Cave, which was out behind the Washington Springfield House, which is now behind the Toyota dealership. And that place was where the soldiers would hang out during the Civil War, supposedly, because it was so cool and comfortable there. Very much like Snail Shell's Cave, they would hang out at the entrance of the cave because in the summertime, the cool air would blow out of the cave.
I have not heard about it. Let's take a phone call then and tell us more about that cave. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Eddie Smotherman.
Yes, good morning, Bart.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. Doing fine this morning. Y'all doing all right up there?
Doing fine.
Doing great.
Well, good. I was just listening just a minute ago, and he was talking about down there by the car place on Browse.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And what were you talking about on the different things down through that way?
Well, there was one thing in particular that fascinated me every time I drove by that place, and I'm just wondering if I was the only one that was fascinated by it. Do you remember something different about that place, the Murfreesboro Water Treatment Plant?
Yes, I believe. I think they had some, looked like hedge bushes and stuff. They were trimmed out like animals and stuff.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah.
That was exactly quite popular.
Yes, it was, and whoever did it, the guy was really good. I mean, he had them shaped up just like, they was live and stuff, and it was beautiful down through that way when he had them shaped up like that. And we used to fish down there back in the younger days, and, people, a lot of people didn't like to fish down there because they said it was close to something like, I don't know if it was a sewage plant or what, but the filtration plant or what, but you know, it had a smell down to that way. But we go, and Mother used to take us down there, and she was driving early, and she'd like to drive all her life, I guess, but she used to take us down there, man. We caught some good fish off in there, too, you know, some good fishing off in there, but we still alive, and they didn't, you know, they tasted just good, I guess.
We all made it through those days.
yeah, we did. But, you know, that's the only thing I remember. I thought that may be what you was talking about.
Yeah, that was just interesting to see those bushes cut like animals.
I think, is that called topiaries? Is that what they call them now?
It could be, yeah, but they don't, the topiaries I've seen now have sort of a metal frame to them. I guess it helps them out a little bit. I don't know. Thank you for sharing that.
All right, then, boy. Y'all have a blessed day.
Talk to you later. Bye bye. And you'd go on toward Nashville and around what was the Hoover home, I guess. They had bushes that, and that was on Murfreesboro Road, that were cut like animals too. So it was a real treat.
We were on a lot more creative with our clippers at that
That's
time.
That's right. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you?
I'm fine. I remember the Roxy Theater.
Oh, okay. Tell us about it. What was it real small inside or?
What? Yes. Wasn't very impressive. It was all dark, and the movies were never up to date. Mm-hmm. And it's been at least 6 years.
Do you remember what it cost to go to a movie back when the Roxy was around?
No, probably about a quarter.
It's amazing, and I do remember you could get like sugar daddies, and they would last you the whole movie for a nickel, and probably the soft drinks were not much more than that.
It was over there on the south side of the square.
Oh, okay, right where Big B is.
Yeah, right in there somewhere.
All righty. Well, thank you for sharing your Roxy memories with us.
Thank you.
You have a good day. Our phone number is 615-893-1450. If you have a memory you want to share, give us a call, 615-893-1450. So Roxy was downtown. Princess was downtown. Princess was in two different locations, weren't they, at different times?
It was. Princess originally was over on the square, kind of on the corner close to where the Methodist Church was, and then it moved down what we called Penny Plaza, across from Penny Plaza, and which I guess is across from where Calvary Bank is now. But it was you know, an interesting building. I mean, the marquee on it, the lighting, the tile and work in front of the building, it was absolutely beautiful. I mean, the Prince's was there was nothing dumpy about the Prince's. It was nice. We didn't have a lot of money growing up, and of course I got to go to the Prince's on Saturday mornings when we were growing up, because the guy down the street from me owned a grocery store, and we'd go and clean out his Coke machine, and for 6 RC bottle caps you could go on Saturday morning and watch an Elvis movie at the Prince's Theater. And so most of my movie history revolves around old Elvis movies.
Now, where was the grocery store?
It was Victory's Buyrite. It was at the corner of Sunset and Kenneth Avenue. And,
oh, yeah.
Mr. Victory and ran the store there and kept the kids in the neighborhood busy cleaning out the ditches. We'd go around and pick up bottles and stuff and get deposits for them at the store. And, of course, once a week he would send out a flyer through the neighborhood, or we'd go to Jackson Heights and stick them on windows or something. But he'd load us up in the car and hand us a stack of flyers, and we'd run from car to car and stick them on the windshields, or go from door to door and stick them inside the doors. But much more creative advertising back then than just sticking it on Facebook.
There was no Facebook like that. Tell you what let's do. Let's pause and check on the traffic and weather. We'll be back. If you have a memory, call us quickly, 615-893-1450, 615-893-1450. Eddie Smotherman's with us from, from a lot of things. Eddie's a historian in the area. He's on our city council. He just loves Murfreesboro. Grew up here, too. 615-893-1450. What are your memories?
The boogeyman in the lemonade stand and taking your tonsils out. Bend and burn and wait your turn and four foul balls you're out. Cigarette loads and secret codes and saving lucky stars. And you remember back that far.
To boat neck shirts and fender skirts and crinoline petticoats. Mom's a word and a dirty bird and a double root beer float. Moon hug caps and loud heel taps and he's a real gone cat.
Edwin Lee Raymer here with you. Join us on Sunday evenings from 8 until 10 for the PI Show right here on WGNS, AM and FM.
I wish I could spend my whole paycheck on new tires, said no one ever. That's why Bud's Tire Pros makes buying tires simpler, so you can get back to when being on the move was carefree. March 20th through April 18th, earn up to $70 in mail-in rebates when you purchase four new qualifying Michelin passenger or light truck tires. Bud's Tire Pros, hassle-free guaranteed. Find out more at budstirepros.tn.com. See store for complete details. Offer ends 4/18/19. Void where prohibited.
If you have a large group to feed or people coming in from out of town, one of the things that Demas's has to offer is our pans to go. This is Peter Demas with Demas's Restaurants. We can sell pans of spaghetti, pans of lasagna, pans of chicken salad, and it serves usually between 6 and 8 people. And if you have something much larger than that, Demas's now offers full-service catering, and that you can contact our catering director through our website, which is www.demasrestaurants.com, and you can also pick up our Pans to Go menu there under the Menus tab.
Are you tired of constantly spending money on sprays and other things to control mosquitoes around your home? If so, come by Holden Hardware and get the Spartan Mosquito Eradicators. When used properly, the Spartan Mosquito Eradicators will kill up to 95% of the mosquitoes in the covered area for up to 90 days. This year, make mosquito control easier and cheaper. Come by Holden Hardware on the square and get the Spartan Mosquito Eradicators.
This is Lisa Halliburton with Bell Jewelers, Murfreesboro's most trusted diamond store. Bell Jewelers is proud to be celebrating 140 years serving Murfreesboro and Middle Tennessee. There's nothing like the sparkle of a Bell Jewelers diamond.
Let's check on that traffic and weather.
Good afternoon. Watching traffic pick up quite a bit in the last few minutes here on 24. Back over from Nashville as you travel 24 east here up by Walden Road. 41 between Laverne, Smyrna. That's pretty busy this time of day up by the Nissan plants. Traffic's on the increase out here as well. Rutherford Boulevard, especially coming off Broad Street, headed up by Othel's Apartments. Hey, Obergatlinburg Spring Festival Mayfest kicks off this week. Check out the details at obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
The Murfreesboro weather brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
Mostly clear skies expected tonight as low temperatures drop down to 44 degrees, and then we expect lots of sunshine on Tuesday as highs reach 71. I'm meteorologist Jeff Nordine on News Radio WGNS. Currently at 64 degrees.
This is Frieda Morgan from First National Bank of Murfreesboro. Bazing and elite checking from First National Bank of Murfreesboro gives you more reasons to bank locally.
No, I didn't fly to Paris and spend 10 grand on Madame Moreau's elegant perfume.
Bazing helps with ID theft.
First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard, 615-494-4200. Member FDIC.
Talk with the police chief, the mayor, and other local leaders about issues that concern you.
The Action Line with Bart Walker, weekdays at 8:10 on WGNS.
A white sport coat and a pink carnation. Someone else will hold my dreams. A white sport coat
What are your memories? Our phone number is 615-893-1450. Where did you hang out back, in the 50s and 60s and 70s? Where did you hang out? Did you have a place that you met people? After a date, did you go somewhere and meet up with friends? 615-893-1450. Good morning. You're on with Eddie Smotherman. How are you today?
I'm cool. I don't know if I'm hot or cold. What kind of weather is this we had in World Box?
It's got to be a name for this one.
It's maybe, climate change.
Winnemar. Let's call it that. But anyway, Bart, you know, it ain't too much that I don't know about Murfreesboro. We moved here in 1960.
All right. You saw it all.
Yeah. Yes, sir. I was old enough to learn something and have a little sense and not go out and be crazy when I grew up. Let me tell you guys what I remember. Y'all brought it up too, I think. Prince's Theater, on Saturday mornings, you would get in free for 6 Coke tops.
So you'd actually give them the Coke bottle tops?
RC yeah. bottle caps.
That's right.
Royal Crown.
There you go. And I never get one morning. It was all up there. And, well, look, they were young. I was just old. I think I was born and grown. So I had sent them not to act up. And they put everybody out of the top of the theater except me. And I tell the young people, anybody listen, always learn how to act and don't follow the crowd.
That's a good thing to think about.
Casey, that's interesting that you say that, because they did have an entrance on the side of the building where black folks would come in.
And then we had
a window beside the concession stand where the blacks would go to get their candy and Coke as well. Uh-huh. And of course they were required to sit in the balcony.
That's right.
But I always got the impression that all the cool stuff was happening in the balcony, because people could smoke up there and everybody was hanging out, and it there was always kind of an energy in the balcony that they
that's
didn't
true.
Seem to have down on the floor.
But you know what? We laughed about it 20 years later or so, because the balcony was the best seats.
Yeah, you're right.
it was. Casey, I know you're a musician. I don't know if you've ever heard the Ballad of Sputnik Monroe, but he was a boxer, or a wrestler, I guess. Wrestler was what we called him back in the day. And he was out of Memphis, and he was the one who actually pushed to have the first desegregated athletic event. And it was in Memphis at the Memphis Coliseum.
Wow.
But Sputnik was insistent that the blacks and whites sit together down front. And of course, I think once they sat down front, they realized that maybe some of the better seats were in the balcony. But
they were. And you all know what else. I can sit, Bart, no, I can talk all day about a town called Murfreesboro. I'm the one that integrated a lot of the place. Even though I don't like to even use that word, the pool room, pastime. I shined shoes up there. And one day, Lib Campbell, y'all know him?
I don't remember that person.
Yeah, they were the ones that ran it. And I told some of my friends, we'd go down to the friendly spot. That was where the blacks hung out at. I don't like to say it, but I'm going to tell you how we were back in the day, but thank God we got away from that and I growed it. But a gentleman by the name of Lib Campbell, he was from Walter Hill. And I just, like I said, I told my friends, next Saturday, you all, we're going to go up there, because they pool room better than ours.
Now, was that pool room owned by T90 Scales?
Yeah, the one down in the black one. Was.
Right, right.
He owned everything on that corner.
Right, everything on the corner.
Spot.
Vine and Maple
Hamburger
Street.
Place and all.
Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. But you know, I didn't like segregation. I mean, I was born, everybody should be together. That's what I always felt in life. So I told my friends, I said, y'all, next Saturday, I'm going to go up there and I'm going to go in the pool. I didn't even know how to shoot pool, but God just put it in me. Somebody have to be the first one. I was going to start going up there. They said, man, you can't go up there. I said, well, we'll see next Saturday. And that's where I went. Don't you all know, within 6 months, when I went in, then my friends start you know, everybody started easing in, and we started going up there. But 6 months, I was running that place.
Well, thank God for people like you, Casey, because you did change our city. I appreciate it. I know that when I was growing up, it was before my time, but when schools were segregated. But Raymond House was a buddy of mine and passed away a few years back. But wonderful guy. But he and I would sit around and talk about. He played football. I guess he was the first football player that was black who played for Central. And he would tell me stories about what he went through as far as, you know, how he was treated and stuff. And he said his teammates treated him wonderful. But on the road, he would talk about when they would play other teams. He said during one season, he got shanked twice during the season. And I was kind of like, Raymond, why did you continue playing? And he said, I love my teammates. And I think that was inspiring to hear Raymond speak so closely of a teammate. And I think, you know, being involved with sports all my life, I've been fortunate to not really, you know, look at people by their color. I kind of judged them by how good an athlete they were and whether or not I wanted them on my team. But so Murfreesboro, you know, I think we were fortunate through the civil rights era to have people in place like T90.
That's true.
And of course you coming up and to the pool hall, I'm sure, you know, you came up and you brought your style and finesse to the game, I'm sure, just knowing you. But you know, and your musical talent, you know, superseded everything that you know, everything. When you walked in, everybody was kind of like, hey, that's Casey. He's phenomenal, you know. So,
I'll tell you, you know, it didn't feel right to me. Immigration never did, you know. And I'm saying, you know, but this is what it was. I went to Critchlow. But before we went to Critchlow with immigration, before they come in, I remember going to Bradley School at first when we moved up here. And I remember when a teacher told us in a little quiet way that next year a lot of you all are not going to be able to come back to Bradley School anymore. And we didn't know, like, what's going on? We didn't know what was going on. But I went to Critchlow, and you all know Critchlow hadn't won a football game in about 15 years. And I was at first... Here we go again, black quarterback in Rutherford County. And they hadn't won a game in about 15 years, you all. And when we won that first ball game, you would have thought it was a Super Bowl.
Well, I tell you what, any talent that was coming from Holloway High School over there was talent in Murfreesboro because, I mean, they had some phenomenal teams over,
they really did.
Around Bradley and Holloway.
That's the truth. Because I knew a lot of them guys, and they was, you're right about that, because it was just, I don't think professional sports had even, you know, integrated a whole lot then because they had a lot of talent. And Bud James, we call him Reverend James now. He's a pastor of the church out there. And, you know, he was the one that played for the Buffalo Bills.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah, roommates with O.J. Simpson.
Yes, sure did. That's just, there's a lot of history around here.
I had him as a teacher. He was out for the season, I think, with a knee injury or something, and when he was in the pros, and he was back here in town, and he was teaching out at Oakland High School as a student teacher, and Robert James was, he was a role model. When somebody walks in your room and say, hey, I play football and I play with O.J. Simpson,
right.
At that time, that meant something. I mean,
and
you listened when he talked. So I guess you still should, because he's a pastor, but he's a solid guy. You're absolutely right.
I'm proud of him because he really did good. But, and you know what? And we always go out and watch and practice, but he wasn't a guy who just, you know, like some people when they do stuff, you know, they all want to be seen and always out. But, you know, he was always a quiet dude.
Low-key, absolutely, yeah.
And we were thinking, now, all the other guys who were loud, wild, and crazy on the team, they didn't make it in pros. Man, that's not something. That's why I tell young kids, always watch how you carry yourself. It makes a big difference in life.
Oh, absolutely.
He did great. And he's preaching out there, like I said, at Lance Castle there. He got a church out there.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting, Casey. You mentioned the Bradley School, and when they told you they were going to segregate, that I serve on the council with Madeline Scales Harrison. Of course, she was one of the students who was told that as well, and it's interesting to listen to her, because she was like, "Oh no, I like my school here. I want to stay where I'm at." and then she went to the other school, and she ran into some trouble. It sounded like in the hallway one day, and somebody told her that she didn't belong there. And,
oh my God.
And basically, she simply told them, "I'm here for an education, just like you are." And she said from that point on, they pretty well understood that she was there, and she wasn't going to leave. She dug her heels in, and certainly, you know, it was an interesting time, though. I mean, you know, with what all was going on around the country, you know, it was a time where, you know, there was lots of tension, but I don't know that it's any different today. I mean, with the issues we face today, but in so many ways, it is a lot better.
And you know, Murfreesboro, I know you all are listening. Thank God for a town like Murfreesboro, because we didn't have any riots or anything.
You're right. Yeah.
We've always been a city that could work together.
Absolutely.
And I can prove it. Murfreesboro has always been, you know, just, you know, everybody did their own thing, but still, you know, because I'm telling you, America was in trouble there for a while.
And truly, you know, following the Civil War, it was interesting in Murfreesboro, because, you know, basically everybody was poor. I mean, there were just no rich people left over. The people who owned property and you know, had owned the Oakland Mansion and stuff like that, I mean, those guys were even bankrupt at that point. So, or what we'd call bankrupt today. But so there just weren't very many people that had anything. And I mean, we all were kind of struggling together, and we were all so poor together that we just didn't realize we were poor. But you know, we all grew up and played together and everything. And of course, you know, as young as I can remember, I mean, I just can't, you know, I don't remember anybody ever saying, you know, hey, you don't play with them because they're black, or you don't play with them because they're from another country, or, you know, we were kind of all in it together and all trying to persevere and come out on the other side alive. But it was, you know, it's been a great city. I mean, it really has. When you look at the way the economy has recovered and over the years, and how diverse it has become with Nissan and some of the other manufacturing facilities that have come here, Murfreesboro, it's a great place.
Casey, we thank you for calling, and I hope you have a super day. Thank you for sharing those memories with
us. Yes, sir.
Thanks, Casey.
Appreciate it. Yes, sir. Y'all have a good one.
Talk to you later. We had some other memories coming in here. People are wanting us to, they are trying to find some answers to things. They were trying to find the names of the grocery stores on the square, on East Main and the square. What about the names of the two grocery stores in the early 60s up on the square? Do you have those names? And call us if you do. And then here's another person who says, where did the name Tiger Hill, the one out on the Shelbyville Highway, where did that come from? Tiger Hill. We had
those
influx
of questions.
Tigers.
I've been to Tiger Hill a few times, and a phenomenal place to go snow sledding
tigers
back in the day. But
did you really?
Oh, absolutely! It was, you could fly down that
hill. Oh, you could.
But and some people got injured out there. It was kind of a dangerous place, but it was a really great spot to go when the roads were frozen over.
Our phone number is 615-893-1450. Do you know where the name Tiger Hill came from? And also, do you know the name of the two groceries that were on the square? If you just know the name of one of them, let us know. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
I'm good, doing well. There was a grocery store on the square, Beckton and Westbrook's.
Okay. Which one, do you know where that was?
It's on the south side.
On the south side, okay.
Yes, yeah, on the south side of the square. And at one time, I remember when H.G. Hill was on the west side of the square.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Now, I remember, I don't remember it there, but that was probably, I remember it being where Junior's is.
Oh, yeah, but they were on the square first.
Okay, so that was, everything was on the square.
And just off the square, across from Junior's, there was a Kroger, and then we had the A&P store that was up there as well.
Yeah, and there was another, I want to say Stroud's was on the square. Stroud's grocery store was on the east side of the square, but that was before the 60s. It was over there about where, well, Shacklett's is, in that area.
Was that also Mashota's? Wasn't there a Mashota family?
Well, yeah, but that was a restaurant.
A restaurant,
that
okay.
That was an Italian restaurant there. I worked there when I was in high school for a while.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but Becton and Westbrook, and there was a Russian grocery store, too, down on what we call Meat Slide at that time. You remember that?
A Russian grocery store. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Mr. Russian is who run the store.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't a Russian
grocery. Okay. Yeah, Russian grocery. Yeah. What was his name? I can't remember his name.
Mr. Russian, I don't remember his. I don't know if I ever heard his first name. But he was the guy who ran the store, and it was kind of a interesting place because the Russian's grocery store always had dented goods, and they would always tell us, you know, they were in a train wreck. You know? And I thought, man, there must be a lot of train wrecks. And then later on, I discovered that it was food that was coming off the shelves at other grocery stores, and they'd put a dent in the can and put out the new cans, and of course they'd take the ones with the dents to Russians, and of course Russians was kind of the predecessor, I guess, to what we'd call Aldi's now, because you had to carry your own boxes or bags or whatever, because it was more of an economy type setup, but it was a great place.
Yeah, and I can't think of the other grocery store. It seemed like they were both over there on the south side, though. Becton and Westbrook's was down toward the corner, down toward Mink Slide, that corner, right in that area. Of course, I've lived in Murfreesboro all my life, so, but I was a kid, you know, back in those days. So, but anyway, just thought I'd let you know and give you my little piece of information.
Well, thank you. Thank you for doing that.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today? Hello there.
Hey, this is Bart.
Hi.
This is Ann Beatty.
Hey, Ann. How are you?
Mr. Russian's first name was Elvis.
Elvis? Oh, my goodness. Elvis.
Uh-huh.
Now that you say that, I remember that for some reason.
Yes, and then there was another grocery store over by where Beatty's first opened called Lamb's.
Okay, over near where Beatty's, in the same building?
Where originally it was. Two or three doors up at that time.
Okay.
We were first in one building, and then we expanded. There was a shoe store, Burkhalter's, next door, and they went out of business. So we expanded into that building, and I believe Lamb's was the next one, so that would have been the third one from Vine Street.
Okay. You had the greatest store, by the way. I just always was fascinated going into your store.
Well, thank you. We had some good years, and the people of Murfreesboro are great people. I always thought T90 Scales really helped us during all the controversial issues.
There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. I thought that really he really helped. He was he tried to keep peace and order, and he was really a great man.
You know, and a quick story about Russian's grocery store. When we'd go to Russian's grocery store, my mom would always get two of everything. And it was interesting because it was just a simpler time, she'd fill one box up and we'd carry it home with us. The other box she would load in the car and we would carry to a lady named Miss Gracie. I have no idea who Miss Gracie was, but she was a black lady who lived over off Manny Avenue, and I'd always say, Mama, why do we carry her food every time we go to the grocery store? And my mom would always say, Eddie, she said, there's a lot of people that are in worse shape than we are. And she was just trying to feed and help the public, and color didn't matter. All that was important was taking care of each other.
It was a great time, really.
It was
some places really had it a lot worse than we did during that transition.
Very different. Ms. Beatty, thank you for calling.
There was a Mr. Carlton that had one of those grocery stores on the west side of the square, and I can't think of who the other one was.
Okay, on the west side, okay.
Uh-huh, over there by where Hubs was.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there was two groceries right along in there. And then Haynes Hardware was on up a little bit.
Yeah, I remember that quite a bit, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, I was just going to let you know that Mr. Rushing's name.
Elvis yeah. Rushing, all righty. Thank
all right.
you. You
Thank
have a
you,
super
uh-huh.
day. Bye-bye. Our number is 615-893-1450. We'll be right back.
I happened to glance up, and the clear sky was gone.
Coast to coast, all night, every night.
All I could see was something round and black.
On WGNS, AM, FM, online.
When you visit Hoover Paint Store, you'll see that many of our customers have been doing business with us for years. Why?
Because they know we have the finest quality of paint, a knowledgeable staff, and treat every customer special. Hoover Paint Store has the paint you need to make any project shine. If it's not worth painting, call Neil's Dozer Service. They'll tear it down.
I'm Tim Bowen, and I'll invite you to visit our family business, Hoover Paint Store, on the corner of Memorial and Loki, or visit us online at www.hooverpaint.com.
This is Jeff Graham with Tire World. I want to invite you to visit our new off-road department at our Memorial Boulevard location, featuring lift kits, leveling kits, light bars, as well as wheel and tire packages. Just come by and ask for Gator for all your off-road needs. That's Tire World on Memorial Boulevard.
He's Rutherford County's consumer warrior.
This is the real deal.
Clark Howard, weekdays 11 to 1 on WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Our phone number is 615-893-1450. Let's take another call here. This may be our last call. You're on WGNS with Eddie Smotherman. How are you?
Great, great. How are you doing?
Doing fine. How? What would you like to remember with us?
Oh, I was just going to tell you that we was part of history, my two sisters, and there was a laundry store and a bakery there they called Home Bakery.
Mm-hmm.
My two sisters and myself, we did the baking and the knees for Home Bakery right side of Lamb Grocery Store.
Okay.
And there was Edith Richardson and Lorraine Richardson and Charlene Sweater.
That's you.
Yes.
Miss Sunshine.
Yes. And just have a great, great, good day. And all of us love on each other.
Yeah, that's what we should always do.
Yes, yes, yes. That's what God's children is all about.
Well, thank you for sharing those memories with us.
Yes, and have a blessed and glorious day, all of us.
Thank you again. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, great information there. And we still don't know where Tiger Hill came from.
But we do know that the end of the cruise was at Shoney's.
That's
but real quickly,
rock and roll canopy.
Let me mention the Rutherford County Historical Society
sure.
before we get off here, because this is what we talk about every Saturday morning at Ransom School here in Murfreesboro on Academy Street. And you can come out and visit with us. And if you join the organization, even if you don't join the organization, we'd love to have you come, sit around, talk to us, have coffee and conversation. But some of the speakers we've got coming up in May, we've got Bart Walker coming up to talk
You're
to us
scare
about
him away.
The history of radio in Murfreesboro. June is Andy Womack, who's going to be talking to us about Vietnam. Tim James is going to come in August and speak to us, or July, and speak to us about his dad's tobacco shop that used to be up on the square. And Ben Hall McFarland's coming in August. So each month we have a speaker come in, do a presentation at the Rutherford County Historical Archives. Hopefully some people will come out who haven't gotten involved in local history and share your thoughts and memories of what's gone on here.
Eddie, thank you for joining us today. Thanks for sharing the memories with us. Eddie Smotherman, our guest this morning. Stay with us. Truman's next on WGNS.